A national group pushing for more sustainable communities holds their annual event in Madison. Among the topics covered is transit. Of those speakers is Charlie Hayes, VP at HDR Engineering. The former Portland City Commissioner takes issue with the idea that transit is only culturally acceptable in certain cities.
Come on, look around. They're riding transit like crazy in Phoenix and Dallas and Houston. Tell me someplace that loves cars more than Texas. So I don't buy this argument that people are different here, wherever here is. What's different is they don't have the choice of riding transit. If you give them the choice, even in Phoenix, they'll ride it.
As to how to pay for it, Hales suggests a general revenue source.
In other cities or other metropolitan areas, they're using a small amount of sales tax, a half a cent dedicated to transit. And that provides that foundation to build the system and give people good service. So I think having a broad general source of funding for transit is good public policy. Hard to get to politically, especially when you have people who are in effect running against government when they run for office.
The sales tax increase has been part of regional transit authorities in Wisconsin, a contentious idea among lawmakers, rather than the current method of funding through property taxes. The Congress for New Urbanism's four-day event also covered city farming and creating walkable, bikeable communities. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.